Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody But Jesus. That was Cherie Monique Whitfield singing her latest gospel hit from her latest album titled Monique, Nobody But Jesus. That is an awesome and powerful song because it's about nobody but Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. Amen. It's in Jesus Christ that we live, that we move and have our being. Jesus is his name. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is Go Your Way and Sin No More. Go your way and sin no more. Our scripture is coming from the 8th chapter of the book of St. John and the 11th verse. That's the 8th chapter of the book of St. John and the 11th verse. And it reads, She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come right now in prayer and supplication, Father God, looking to you, Father God, as the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Father, we thank you, Father God, for this day. And we ask, Father God, that you will come into our hearts, that you will come into our spirits, Father God, and dwell richly within us, in our souls, Father God, and that we might hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Father God, we ask that, Father God, the sin that's in the listener's life, in our lives, Father God, that we rebuke that sin out of our life. We repent of our sins, that we would humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways. And then we would hear from heaven and you'd heal our land. Father God, give us that praying spirit to go back to the altar until we get the Holy Ghost power, that we might be washed in the blood of the Lamb and made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm so excited about what God is doing in these last and evil days. And if you are a part of the remnant of Israel, you would be excited and have joy unspeakable and full of glory, because Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And so God is a God of joy. Jesus is a God of peace. He is a God of love and a God of understanding. And Jesus is his name. And there's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. When we have sin in our life, we can remove that sin with the help of Jesus. Amen? Because Jesus went to a hill called Golgotha on Calvary. And he went to die for you and I, that you and I may have the right to the tree of life, that we don't have to live in sin, that we can come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Today, we're talking about sin. Sin, the Bible says, what is sin? Sin, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. So if you know to do good and you choose to do evil and you choose to not follow the good, that is sin. That's what sin is. And Jesus is telling us today, go your way and sin no more. Go your way and sin no more. Because the Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. What is reproach? A reproach is a disappointment and a disapproval. God is telling the church and he is telling the world to repent. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. Humble yourself and pray and seek his face, and he will heal your land. You will hear from him and you will hear from heaven, and he will heal your land. That's what God is telling us today. That's what Jesus is speaking to us today in the spirit. That's what the Holy Ghost is revealing today. Today is a good day. This is the first day of the new beginning of your life, of August 2015. Numbers have meaning, and the number 8 means new beginning. And this is the new first day of the new beginning in your life. A new beginning. The number 7 means complete. We just come out of that 7th month. It is complete, and God is about to make your life brand new. If you have repented of your sins, you have been baptized in the name of Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you've been living for Jesus, living holy, all you know, it's your time. Jesus said to you today, this is a new beginning, a new beginning. Amen. And guess what the 9th month is? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The 9th month. The number 9 means bringing forth. Amen. It's going to come forth in the name of Jesus in a powerful and mighty way in the name of Jesus. September. September is the 9th month. And God's going to bring it forth. What he has for you, what has you've been waiting on, you've dreamt on, you've dreamt, and you've seen it, and it has not come to pass. It's going to come to pass. Your month of coming forth, of birthing, is just 30 days away. Just 30 days away. You have the finish line. Jesus is telling you to go and sin no more. He's telling you to just go on your way. Don't look back. Don't look back like Lot's wife. She looked back when he destroyed the city of Sodom and Gomorrah for their wickedness. He gave them instructions. He gave them instructions. She did not follow the instruction of the Lord. He told her, don't look. He told them that don't look back when I bring you out of the city. Don't look back. Don't look back. She looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. Saints, I'm speaking to you right now, the church of the living God. Don't look back. Don't look back. Go your way and sin no more. Today is your day of a new beginning in Christ Jesus. Times and seasons, there is a time for everything under the sun and a purpose for everything. And this is time to go your way and sin no more. And remember, don't look back. The world is full of sin today. We see so much wickedness. We see so much injustice. We see so much unrest. The earth is groaning. We see things that we have don't even understand, comprehend, because people in the world and in the church have been operating in demonic activity. They are having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Earlier on Ministering God's Way this year, I believe it was in February when I gave the message for the 2015 year, that it was a year of great grace, but also a year of judgment. Judgment time has come, listening audience, church, world. Judgment time is come and it's here. And I'm going to speak to the church first today, because judgment is going to begin first, the Bible says, in the house of God. Yes, the house of God. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. A reproach. Some of us in the church have brought a reproach in on the church because of the sin that they're in. Jesus tells the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery and was brought to Jesus before Jesus through the scribes and Pharisees, who wanted to condemn, stone her because she was caught in the very act. But Jesus, our God, he is a merciful God. He is a loving God, and you know what? He is a forgiving God. And he told her, he didn't condemn her. He said, but he did give her instruction. He told her to go and sin no more. The Bible tells us in Numbers, the 32nd chapter. Numbers. Some of us are pulling numbers in the church. Some of us are playing numbers in the church. But guess what? You remember Numbers, the 32nd chapter. And the 23rd verse. Be sure, your sin will find you out. Be sure, your sin will find you out. We find in, if you go in just three chapters before the eighth chapter of St. John in the book of, well, in the fifth chapter of the book of St. John, you'll find where there was a man who had an infirmity of 38 years, and he laid at the pool of Bethesda, where he wanted to be healed when the water was troubled by the angel. And the Lord asked him a simple question. Jesus was in Jerusalem, and he asked him a question. He says, "Will thou be made whole?" Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "Will thou be made whole?" And the man said, "Well, every time I step down in the water and the angel come to trouble the water, someone get in there before me." Jesus, God told him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And the man took up his bed and he walked. And the Pharisees and the scribe could not believe what they had seen. And they asked this man, "How could you be healed?" And Jesus met this man again in the temple. He saw him in the temple. And he told him, let's go to that fifth chapter right now. Let's look at the fifth chapter of St. John. Because it's in the word that we're going to be healed. It's in the word that we're going to be delivered. And because God is the word. Remember, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen? The word was God. Let's go to the fifth chapter of St. John. The fifth chapter of St. John and the 14th verse. St. John, the fifth chapter and the 14th verse. And it reads, "Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." He says, let's read it again. "Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." See, a lot of us are in sickness and in diseases, have these sicknesses and have these diseases because of our sin. Jesus just told the man, just told us in his word that what he told this man who he had healed, who had had this infirmity of 38 years, that's a long time to be sick. That's a long time to be sick. And the Lord told him, go and sin no more. That's all he told him. He just said, look here, you healed, you made whole, you rose, you took your bed up and walked. You go your way now. He given you the freedom and the license to go on right now in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, that's what the Lord is telling us today. He given you the freedom. He given you the opportunity to get away. Amen. Jesus is giving you an opportunity to escape the damnation that's coming upon this nation, and that's coming upon America, and that's coming upon the earth. Jesus is giving you a way to escape today. He is telling you right now, if you're in adultery, like that woman, if you was caught last night, if you was caught last night in the very act, he's telling you right now, go your way and sin no more. He's telling you, if you are not living a life that's pleasing unto him, and you playing church, you playing the drums, you singing in the choir, you on the praise and worship team, you preaching in the pulpit, and you bound by homosexuality, you bound by sin, you bound by lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. He's telling you now, right now, I'm giving you a way of escape because judgment is coming. Listeners, church, world, ladies, gentlemen, men, women, boys and girls, judgment is coming to the land. Be sure as my name is Maria Triplett, be sure your sins will find you out. And when they find you out, you're going to be judged. Let's look at that same chapter, because Jesus tells us a little bit about the consequences of sin and what the eternal consequence is going to be. St. John, the 5th chapter we're in. Remember number 5. Numbers have meaning. The number 5 is the number of grace. See, God is a merciful God, not only merciful, but you know what? It's through grace, his grace and mercy that we are saved. Not that we should boast in a thing that we've done of ourselves. It's through God's grace and mercy. Remember St. John, okay? The 5th chapter, the 5 meaning the number of grace. He tells us in the 5th chapter of St. John, let's go to the 29th verse in the 5th chapter. It reads, and shall come forth. Okay, let's go back up to the 28th verse. St. John, the 5th chapter, the 28th verse. And it reads, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves, shall hear his voice. And the 29th verse reads, this is what God tells us, what the eternal consequences of our choices. This is a choice right there. This is the eternal consequence. We have one or the other. And shall come forth they that have done good unto, listen to this now, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. There you have it. See, this is ministering God's way fivefold. We've been talking about this choose ye this day. God gives us a choice. God doesn't make anybody force his love on us. He doesn't make us love him. He don't make us choose him. He gives us a choice. And this is your choice today, August 1st, 2015. It's maybe 3:23 if you on Standard Eastern Time. But if you on Central Time like me, it's August 1st, 2015, 2:23 p.m. Jesus is giving you a choice. God is saying today, make a choice. If you're going to have to do good and to have eternal resurrection. So if you're in the grave, see, when he come back, you're going to hear his voice. And you're going to get up. Hallelujah. You're going to resurrect from the dead in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of nothing else, but the name of Jesus. And if you have done wicked, what did he tell us? The evil? He said, you have done evil. It's eternal damnation. Hell is real. God is telling us today, and we got to realize that it's time out for playing church. It's holiness or hell. Jesus said, Without holiness, no man can see the Lord. If you want to see Jesus, choose Jesus. Choose this day to go your way and sin no more. Go your way, listening audience, and sin no more. The choice is up to you because judgment is coming. Now, you have heard the word, and I pray in the name of Jesus that it falls on good ground in the name of Jesus, that you will harden not your heart, but that you will hear the word of the Lord, that you will humble yourself and pray. Turn from your wicked ways and seek God's face and know that he will. You will hear from him and hear from heaven, and he will hear your land in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. That word is for them that have changed their garments. They have washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb, and now they have become white and pure and clean, white as snow. Jesus, in his word, David said, purge me with hyssop that I might be white as snow. He said, wash me that I might be clean. Ask the Savior to wash you. You choose. You choose. You have a choice. It's not my choice. I can't live and die for you. You can't live and die for me. Every man has to save themselves from this untoward generation. God bless you. Amen. That was the word from the Lord today. I am so excited about what God is doing in this new beginning month. Monday coming up. This Monday, August 3rd, 8 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. That's for those of you who are like me in Mississippi, in the South. We are on Central Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Join Prophetess Christina Glenn Weeks for a Monday Night of Miracles. That's this coming up Monday. Monday Night of Miracles. Miracles in atmosphere. That is fertile ground. This is what ministering God's way fivefold is all about. Because Jesus told us in Ephesians 4:11 that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, until we all, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith. That number to dial in on Monday coming, this Monday evening, is 518-556-1110. Again, that number is 518-556-1110. That's one for the Father, one for the Son, now one for the Holy Ghost. Write this number down to join Prophetess Christina Glenn Weeks this coming Monday, August 3rd. For a dynamic word from the Lord and a move of God that's going to be powerful. 518-556-1110. Next Saturday, join me right here on Ministering God's Way. Please be sure to call in at 602-753-1524. That's 602-753-1524. We're going to have author Deron E. Short. He is the author. Deron E. Short is the author of the book titled Perfecting the Saints. Get ready. Get ready. Go your way. Sin no more. Because we're going to perfect the saints. We're going to work this ministry. And we're going to edify the body of Christ. Amen. And we're going to leave you with this word, nobody but Jesus. We're going to edify this sister. We're going to build her up. Cherie Monique Whitfield, please visit her website at www.CherieMoniqueWhitfield.com. Again, that's www.CherieMoniqueWhitfield.com. You can purchase her CD on CDBaby.com. God bless you.
Nobody.